We're talking with Stephanie Spence today, and she's a country singer. She's from Abbotsford, B.C., so welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, you're welcome. And we're enjoying playing your song right now, you say?
Oh, good. Great.
Yeah, it's a great song. Now, that's off your debut CD, or is it an EP?
It's an EP.
Okay. And the name of it is Still Wanna Love You.
Correct.
Now, I've done a little bit of research on your webpage and also on YouTube. I love the YouTube video of you. It tells a lot about you. Now, you got interested in country music from, was it your dad?
Yeah, yes, correct.
Okay, so tell us about that.
Well, we would drive, it was usually always like longer drives, and he would just crank the country tunes, and it would just, I don't know, it inspired me. Like, I loved music, and that's when I really heard country music. And it'd always be, like, his favorite songs were Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
Okay.
Or Achy Breaky Heart from Billy Ray Cyrus.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's when it really all started.
That's pretty interesting. So it was getting kind of into the more modern country rock, I guess, at that point. Okay.
Right.
Now, when did you start? You took vocal lessons? Are you still in the process? Or?
I am, yes. And I've taken vocal lessons from different teachers, but my producer, my voice coach, Darcy D, is now my producer. So I've been with him for just over a year now, and he's done so much for me.
We see a little bit of a snippet of what he has to say about you in the video on YouTube, so that's great, too. So that's pretty exciting.
Thanks.
He's your vocal teacher, and he's also your producer.
Yeah.
When did you actually want to get started in the music business? You're 17, okay? Yeah, so how did you get interested? How did you get going on it?
Yeah, well, I've always loved to sing. I've always been a songbird, and I did piano and guitar for a little bit, and that was very beneficial, but I wanted to be on stage and sing for people and be an entertainer. And going through different stages, like where I would sing, say, at church or Christmas plays or musical theater, was very beneficial. So that is also when I really started to realize being on stage is what I love to do. And I did a competition in 2009 called Valley Voices.
Okay.
And then I got third place, and that led me to a song for the compilation CD. And from there, it's been a big ride. It's been so much fun. That's when everything really started and picked up. And then we got to be played around Canada, on the radio stations.
Good. So everything changed then. So that's one exciting step after another then.
It is for sure. Since then, it's been really busy. I'm loving it.
Oh, you sound like you do too. Now, Still Wanna Love You. Now, that's your EP. And that was recorded when?
Just this past year.
Okay, so that's pretty exciting too. So how did that come about? Because you have some great musicians on the CD.
I do.
So tell us about that.
Well, there's a song called Love Without You, and we got this box from my engineer where I record, Soren Longquist, and he gave me this big box to look through of CDs, and we had to go through every song on the CD and figure out which songs would be good for the CD.
Okay.
And from over, like, 150 songs, we chose one song. It boiled down to one song. So from that huge box, he found Love Without You.
Okay, that's pretty exciting. So definitely a lot of work there, and you came out with one song.
For sure. Sometimes it was like, oh, come on, we want a good song here. Like, of course, there were some really good ones, and we had to choose them very particularly, I guess.
Okay. Now, the EP, who wrote the songs on there?
Well, for You Say, there's Linda McKillop from One More Girl, Kathleen Higgins from The Higgins.
Wow.
And Ron Irving, who has also written for Anne Murray and Michael Bublé.
So some big names. Mm-hmm. You've got some great connections there.
We do. It's been really fun. It's been a great experience. And Love Without You was that was written by a man who works out of Nashville, Ian Langworthy.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. And then Memory and Still Wanna Love You and Memory is written by my producer, Darcy D.
That's wonderful. Good. How did you get hooked up with so many big names all of a sudden?
Well, I met Darcy in 2009 at the Valley Voices when he was a judge there.
Okay.
So yeah, and then he was the lead singer for Prism years ago. So
Right.
the rock band Prism, yeah, it's really cool getting to know Darcy and really being close with him. It's an honor.
So you connected with the right person there, I guess, and
Oh,
just took off
perfect.
from there.
Oh yes.
That's excellent. So you had fun. You find music a lot more fun than work, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not so much work, it's more fun.
Well, it is. It definitely is work. It is. I mean, it is fun as well. Definitely fun, but it's hard work to get. You really have to push yourself and stay on track.
A
You know,
lot
you
of
gotta.
focus, yeah.
Oh, so much focus, yes. But it's all worth it. It's great experiences, and you meet wonderful people, and I get to do what I absolutely love.
That's great. So
Yeah.
this is going to be your career, I guess, then. You're pretty
Oh,
much
for
hooked.
sure.
Good.
Definitely. It's just the beginning.
Now, you showcased at the 2010 BC Country Music Awards. That was in October, so tell us about that.
That was great. That was also a great experience as well. Like sharing the stage with big names. It was so, being on that stage felt like I did it. We've done it. I got to that point singing in front of like so many artists and producers and labels and just knowing that I'm here where I want to be. And it was really cool to be able to sing up there and to see this industry, more of it.
It must be the ultimate feeling of accomplishment.
And like Aaron Pritchett, I got to see him up there. And I remember years ago I went to go see him live, and I thought, man, that guy's so lucky to be singing up there. And here I sang at the same thing that he was singing at. It was so nice.
Oh, your family must be so proud of you.
Oh, they're very proud, very supportive family, very much so.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Great. And now, a lot of the musicians actually from your CD, they took home awards too.
They did, yeah.
So that's pretty exciting. Now, Jamestown, that's in BC. That's where you filmed your EP.
Yes, Langley, BC.
Okay, Langley, BC. So that was pretty exciting too. Tell us about that experience.
Well, I just found out that we were going to be shooting it in this place called Jamestown, and I want to do some research. And so when we went there, I was like, so I hear it's a country town. I'm not too sure what to look for, like what it's going to be like. But I get there, and I'm like, wow, this is definitely like one of those old-time movies that you get to, and they're all like, they put their backs to themselves and turn around. And they have a gunfight, you know, like these old movies like that. And it was exactly like that. It was so cool. And just to film there and to know that this is where they film big movies and stuff, it was such an honor to be able to film
Yeah.
there.
Well, it certainly must have brought a lot more enthusiasm to you too, and
It did,
yeah, it
yeah.
just helped the whole project. Now you're going to be on tour this year.
Yes, I am.
So where are you going?
Well, there's some places that I can't say quite yet, but we definitely have some places in mind. So if
Okay.
you just check out stephaniespence.com, follow me there and the websites, yeah, you'll find some more information there later on.
Okay, so stephaniespence.com, that's your website. You're also on Facebook and Twitter too.
I am, yes.
Great.
And Reverb
And
Nation.
yeah, and you're on YouTube too, so that's a great place to go and find out a little bit more about you too. Good. So how would you describe yourself?
Well, as an artist or just as
Well, in general.
well, I really like to have fun and laugh, as you can tell, I've been laughing somewhat, but enthusiastic, and I try to just be positive all the time and just keep a good, happy attitude. I don't like negativity, so I stay as far away from that as I can.
I think that's great. That's probably going to be the definite thing there, for making your career. Definitely for
And it helps,
anybody to
yeah,
stay
it helps with the
positive.
stress too. Like I'm not so stressed out. Of course I do get stressed. Everyone does, but I'm able to handle it in a good, mature way when I'm feeling better about everything.
That's wonderful. Good. Any other plans for the future other than the tour? That sounds pretty exciting, and definitely we're going to be following you.
Yeah, and recording too. We're hopefully going to get in the studio this year. So, yeah, we'll be in the studio.
Great. So you're recording another EP or
Yes,
another album?
another
Yeah.
CD.
A CD. Wow. Good. Well, we'll certainly be looking for a copy of that.
Good, thank you.
Anything else you want to mention before we go, Stephanie?
I think we've definitely covered the bases.
That's the important thing. And definitely wishing you all the luck in the future and enjoying your tunes.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, you take care, Stephanie.
You too. Bye.
Bye. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Next up is Stephanie Spence, and the song is called You Say.
You say you've been crying, you even think you could be dying. You say you'll get it right if I just change my mind. I say time does tell, and look out there, that ship has sailed, and it's a little too late.